Good morning. So the topic of today's shiur is the Isser Midiraisa of Leisilbash Gever Simlas Isha. That a man is not allowed to wear the garment of a woman, and so too in the reverse case, that a woman is not allowed to wear a garment that is designated for men. So that's the Isser of Leisilbash. And two of the most practical questions that come up when it comes to this Isser is, number one, whether a man is allowed to dye his hair if it turns prematurely white. If it turns white prematurely, is he allowed to dye his hair and color it black? That's question number one that is very commonly asked. And question number two is a man allowed to wear cologne? Or is this perhaps a potential violation of Leisilbash Gever? So those are the two questions that we will briefly discuss. Number one, the potential Isser of Leisilbash pertaining to a man who wants to dye his hair that has turned prematurely white. And number two, whether a man is allowed to wear cologne. So the truth is that the Gemara explicitly tells us in Masechet Shabbos that it's usur for a man to dye his hair white. And the Gemara says that this applies even if he's only dyeing one hair. If one hair prematurely turned white, the halacha is he's not allowed to dye it. And according to the understanding of the Rambam, this is actually an Isser D'oraisa. That when you dye your hair white, even if it's only one hair, you're over on the Isser D'oraisa of Leisilbash, because dyeing hair to beautify your appearance, to enhance your appearance, is something that women customarily do. And since this is considered the conduct of women, it's a violation of D'oraisa according to the Rambam of Leisilbash. However, the Ravid disagrees. And the way the Kesef Mishnah understands the Shita Saravid, he holds that it's only Midrabanon. It's only Asa Midrabanon. When you merely dye your hair, it's not an actual bona fide Isser D'oraisa of Leisilbash, it's only an Isser D'rabanon. And this is going to cause a tremendous nafkamina halacha l'maisa. But that is the first source that we have of Gemara Shabbos. Now the truth is that the Rambam extends this, and the Rambam says that even if the white hair is on his beard, it's also midiraisa for him to shave this hair, because it's a Isser D'oraisa of Leisilbash. And this is an interesting chiddush, as the Aruch Lener points out, because women don't usually shave the hair off their chin, from their beard. And it therefore is a little bit of a chiddush that the Rambam considers it an Isser D'oraisa of Leisilbash, even if he merely takes one white hair from his beard and colors it black. So the Aruch Lener understands that the Rambam is telling us a chiddush, and the Rambam is saying that even if women don't actually color the hair on their chin a black, because they don't usually grow hair on their chin, they don't usually grow a beard, nevertheless, it's an Isser of Leisilbash when you do so, because the act of coloring your hair to beautify your appearance, to enhance your appearance, is inherently considered a violation of Leisilbash. It's inherently the conduct of women. So even though in this particular case, women wouldn't do this, because women don't have beards, nevertheless, the act of coloring your hair black that was prematurely white is something that women do, and therefore, even if you happen to do it on your beard, it's still going to be a violation, according to the Rambam, of an Isser D'oraisa. At any rate, this is the Shita of the Rambam. As we mentioned, the Ravid holds it's only Asum D'rabbanan. Now there's going to be a tremendous nafkamina halach l'maisa, and that is, what if a person, let's say, is in Shidduchim, and it's very humiliating, he finds, to go around with his hair prematurely white, and he wants to know, is there a heter to dye his hair black if it's, let's say, kavod abrius? If it's for kavod abrius, if it's to maintain his dignity, do we have a dispensation for him to dye his hair? So the place can point out that it's going to be totally in this machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Why? Because there's a rule in Hilchas Leisilbash, and that is that when it comes to an Isser Midrabanon of Leisilbash, if it's not an Isser D'oraisa, if it's only an Isser Midrabanon, many Rishonim hold, including the Rashba, that b'mokum tsar gadol, you could be mekel. If it's not an Isser D'oraisa of Leisilbash we're discussing, but rather an Isser D'rabbanan, when it comes to tsar gadol, something that is a violation of your kavod abrius, if it's something very humiliating, then it's mutter for you to do this act in spite of the fact that it otherwise would be Isser D'rabbanan of Leisilbash. And the example that the Rashba is discussing is a Gemara in Nozir, where we're talking about a man who wants to shave the hair under his armpit. is a man allowed to shave his hair under the armpit? So normally it's considered osur. The Gemara in Nozer Daf Nun Tes says that it's osur. However, the Gemara is mavur. Says the Gemara, if the person has chatotim, if the person has blisters or something that is causing him physical pain under his armpit, then he's allowed to shave the hair there if he's doing so in order to alleviate the pain. So even though there's an isser of shaving the hair of your armpit because it's something that women do, and therefore it's a violation of leisilbash, nevertheless, if you're doing so because of chatotim, if you're doing so because you have an irritation, and you're doing so to alleviate pain, mishum tsar, it's mutter. That's what the Gemara tells us, and the Rashba understands that the heter is based on this idea that we mentioned before, that when we're talking about an issur d'rabbanan of leisilbash, it's mutter b'makom tsar. And according to the Rashba, the issur of shaving the hair under your armpits is only a rabbinic violation of leisilbash, it's not d'araisa, and therefore there would be a heter if we're talking about a case of tsar where it's causing you pain. Therefore, the question is, can a man go ahead and color his hair black if it turns prematurely white, if he is in fact about to suffer humiliation, if he's in a shidduchim, and he finds it embarrassing? So this is a case of kavod abrius. Can he violate the isser of dyeing your hair? Or do we say that no, it's also even in this case? So ostensibly, it should be totally in the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, dying here is also midaraisa. And if it's also midaraisa, there is no heter for kavod abrius. So it would be also even in this case. However, according to the Ravid, it's only also midarabonon. If it's also midarabonon, it's like the hair of your armpits, where we have a heter to shave because it's b'mokum tsar, and we have a heter by the issur d'rabbanan when it is b'mokum tsar. Halacha l'maisa is a tremendous machlekes ha'poskim. It's a machlekes between the Tzanzer Rov, the Divrei Chaim, and the Minchas Elazar, and other poskim as well weigh in on this. And halacha l'maisa, it would depend on the particular situation, and the person would ask his particular Rov for a psak in his particular case, but it is a machlekes halacha l'maisa. Now, let's turn briefly to the second question, and that is, can a man go ahead and put on cologne? Is there a problem of leisilbash because he's making himself smell good, and perhaps that is something that women do? Is this a potential violation of leisilbash? So the truth is that the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Gimel explicitly discusses the case of cologne. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says that if a person is putting something on his body to remove bad smell, to remove the smell of perspiration, to remove the smell of sweat, then there certainly is no issue, and this is mutter even l'chatchila, there's no issue at all. However, says the Gemara, if let's say you're putting something on your garment in order to enhance the smell and make yourself smell good, the Gemara says that it's a gnai for a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says that for a Talmud Chacham, it's something that we would render inappropriate. It's a gnai, it's not Tsugepast for a Talmud Chacham. That's what the Gemara says. Now, it's very difficult to determine exactly today who would be considered a Talmud Chacham. Regarding many halachas, we say that today we don't have Talmid Chacham, because the Talmid Chacham that the Gemara describes were on an entirely different plateau than the Talmud Chacham that we conventionally call a Talmud Chacham today. But at any rate, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't make any mention of the Isser of Leisilbash. And some poskim are actually bothered by this. What happened to the Isser of Leisilbash? If conventionally women are the ones that use perfume, then l'chayra, there should be an isser of leisilbash for a man to use cologne, and perhaps the isser should apply not just for a Talmud Chacham, and the Gemara doesn't even say that it's a real isser. The Gemara just says it's inappropriate for a Talmud Chacham, so for gnai for a Talmud Chacham. So the poskim answer, what happened to the bona fide isser of leisilbash? So some poskim explain that since today cologne is designed for men, it's become the derech of anoshim as well. It's the derech of men to use cologne as well as women, at least in some circles. And perhaps it wouldn't be a violation of leisilbash, since it's made and designated specifically for the use by men, so it wouldn't be an isser of leisilbash. It wouldn't be an isser of leisilbash because it's not considered the conduct that is exclusive to women. Now, if you were to have a society, and in this society, only women use perfume and men don't use any type of cologne or perfume, anything to help them have their smell enhanced. In other words, we're not talking about using deodorant, we're talking about putting something on to make yourself smell good, smell attractive. So if you are in a society that no men use the cologne in this society, then in fact, there would be a shiloh of l'silbash deraisa, because since it's not the derech of anoshim in this place, so perhaps it would be a violation of l'silbash. However, if you're talking about a society where it's considered normal, it's not considered abnormal, it's something that people do sometimes, then it wouldn't be an iser of l'silbash, and the worst it could be is the gnai for a Talmud Chacham. Again, not necessarily do we have what we would call a Talmud Chacham bizman hazeh. Today, our level of being a Talmud Chacham not necessarily rises to the level that Chazal described. At any rate, in a regular case of a man wearing cologne, so if it's considered normal for men to wear cologne, and it's actually designated for men, then l'chayr, there wouldn't be an iser of l'silbash. The only case that can be discussed is a case where you have a man putting it on in a society where no one wears it, then there's much more room, perhaps, to be machmir.